Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yep. It's time to get on the hope box, y'all.
Yes, we've been talking about this week because we've decided that enough of the negativity, enough with the, you know, the ranting, the horrible stuff that people say just to get a reaction.
Yep.
I just don't like it. I'm not up for it.
Nah, not the vibe is off.
What I want is for people to flip that on its head and go, you know what? I'm going to just spread a message of hope and encouragement out there.
Give it a spray.
Spray it. Let it fly.
Spray the hope.
Yep.
Like so you're in, like it's halftime and you're an under-12s coach. Mm-hmm. Get in there and give them a spray.
But in a good way.
Yeah. Hopeful.
Yeah. You guys have got it within you.
You guys have tried really hard.
You have worked for this. You know what you need to do. You just get out there and give it 110%.
Yes, and we want to let you do that by sending us a message of hope and encouragement for the 98.5 family to 0429 985 985, and we're going to read it out just like this one.
Oh, look, this one came through yesterday, and we didn't have a chance to share it, but I thought this is really, if this doesn't bring you hope and make you get all tingly inside, then I don't know what will. So Demi from Southern River sent us a message yesterday, and she said, my hubby was diagnosed with leukemia in 2014, and we were told we'd never have kids. Against all odds, his treatment worked, and our son was born in 2018.
Come on now.
Yeah. Then, in 2019, I was diagnosed with a rare cancer during the first trimester of my second pregnancy. I needed to have a major surgery during the second trimester to save my life, and the medical team repeatedly told us our baby wouldn't survive the procedure. But we refused to end the pregnancy, and we gave the whole situation to God instead. Our daughter survived, and I am now cancer-free. Our kids are one of the greatest stories of hope in our lives.
That's so cool.
Wow. I just get tingles every time I read that. Cool. Demi, that is an amazing story of hope and encouragement for others who might be going through tough times and going, 100%. You know, it seems hopeless. Mm-hmm. There is always hope.
Absolutely.
Always.
Yeah. Yeah. And your story doesn't have to be as crazy and, life altering as that one. It could be, I went down to the coffee shop, someone bought me a coffee.
Yeah.
Made me go, oh, people are all right.
Yeah.
Like, that's nice. You know what I mean?
Well, you've got something on your heart that you just really wanted to share with people just to encourage them.
Yep.
Let them know. Yep. And we will share it because it has actually impacted other people that have heard these. These messages. And that's what we love doing here at 98.5, sharing the hope. So 0429 985 985. Get on your hope box, people, and let's spread it out.
Yes, indeed.
It's time to get on the hope box this morning, family. Mm-hmm. Not your soapbox, your hope box, where it's encouragement for everybody.
Indeed.
And we've got someone who's actually given us a call.
We do. It's Louise. Good morning, Louise.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. How are you this morning?
Well, I just felt fabulous this morning, and then I bumped into your station driving into work, and I thought, well, this is one of those stories of that hope that you're discussing. So I just rang up to share my struggle with exercise and trying to lose weight.
Tell me about it.
Well, you know, with COVID, like, food was your best friend.
Yes.
So I kind of just, and then just getting into a rut and just feeling tired. And, a woman in her 50s, it happens. You just feel tired all the time. Mm. So exercise is kind of the last thing you want to be doing. Mm-hmm. But I just want to say that I just tried 5 minutes a day and then just built on that. And then for the first time this morning, I was up at 4:30, I was exercising at 6, and I feel fantastic. And it took 2 weeks, and I just thought, oh my God, I'm coming back.
You are.
So good.
That's amazing.
It's such a good feeling. And can I also share one other thing that happened, was that I also was so determined to crack this ridiculous thing that I couldn't crack. And I found out that Good Life Health Club actually offers you a free personal training session every quarter. Hmm. And that really also helped, because it was me sitting down with somebody and just saying, look, I really hate my fat and I used to be great, but I'm not. And just sharing, and then having someone take the time out pushed you, and then you get through it. Yes, it killed me. It was a killer. I was exhausted afterwards. But it was a real motivator.
Mm.
And it's just because I shared it with a third party who I won't see for another 3 months, but at least it kick-started. It's like anything, you know, like you need to get your engine or your car serviced. It's just really important to have someone on the external telling you or helping you to assist you with that process.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone's a member of Good Life Health Club, you know, get a free personal training session.
Well, Louise, we love that you have encouraged others to say, you know, look, just do the first step. Just the first step if you're struggling with something. Absolutely. Or you're feeling like, oh, I just don't want to be here anymore.
Hey,
I don't want to be in this rut.
Look at me.
Look at you, Dan.
Found my Ray and I'm seeing him this afternoon.
You're still doing your exercise because you took that step.
Am I as committed as I was? No, I've taken a little step back. But
that's all right.
But that's okay. Because it's about maintenance now,
exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
And it's about not eating, you know, the extra sausage roll. Only one, you know?
Just the one that we had yesterday.
Sausage
but that's okay. Oh, yeah, let's do it after. Send your hope messages, family. Get on your hope box.
Just like Louise.
Yes.
Thanks for the call, Louise.
That was
very awesome.
Cool. But you can text it through 0429 985 985 and we will read out your encouragement to the family. Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.